Well, now, the annual Christmas party is usually an opportunity for workers to let their hair down at the end of the year, while for companies, it's a morale-boosting exercise designed to foster a team spirit and say thank you to employees. It's also an opportunity widely seen to build relationships with colleagues, to network, to mix with people at various levels of an organisation. However, in the middle of a pandemic, companies are looking for new ways to mark the end of the working year in a safe fashion. Our reporter Jill Steadman has been taking a look at some COVID Christmas party options.
For the last 23 years, we've been having anywhere between 3,000 and 4,000 people into the venue in the month of December for Christmas parties. So it's a big part of our year and something we really didn't want to miss out on.
Peter O'Mahony is the founder of the Laughter Lounge Comedy Club in Dublin. The venue has been shut for live shows since March due to the pandemic.
Last year in 2019, in the period that we've been locked down, we did 155 shows. This year we did zero. So you can imagine how that would impact on a business.
But Peter is determined to make the most of the Christmas season. They've created a Christmas party in a box and a special virtual event.
Ideally, your company have bought the box on your behalf. So they're sending it to you and all your work colleagues. And all of you pop open the box at the same time and you all watch the show together. And within the box, all the snacks, treats that you would want to sit at home and have a bit of a celebration, a party. And really, in putting that together, we've tried to work with as many Irish companies as possible.
They're also supporting Irish comedians, as Peter explains.
We picked 15 of them who we thought would be perfect for the show. And when we spoke to them, 12 of them actually haven't done a live stand-up set since March. So it's great to kind of get them on board.
While the dance floor won't be an option this Christmas, Creative Events is offering a virtual alternative, as CEO Mark French explains.
We've lots of interaction. We have a live musician. We have a live game show. Our MC is running the whole proceedings. We often do cocktail masterclasses on the live stream. And we also customize a lot of the different elements for the company. So if they want to have a fun awards or fun interactive internal competition.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party. Small in-person gatherings could still be allowed to go ahead in December. Angela Rutledge is hoping she'll be able to open her two Dublin restaurants, Monk's Green and Olive's Room.
Yes, we're open for bookings, and we'll be calling our customers to let them know that we'll take bookings. And obviously, if we can't go ahead, they just won't go ahead. But people are so desperate for some little bit of normality and a small get together. I don't think people are going to go wild, but they just need to have some sort of an outlet. And I think there is a recognition that being in a restaurant for 90 minutes is not the same as having a house party.
While many will be glad to see the back of 2020, Maeve McElwee, Director of Employer Relations at IBEC, says employers should mark the end of the year.
It is really important to recognise how people have worked together and pulled together and stayed together over the last number of months in particular. And I think I would never underestimate the value for businesses that are really experiencing very severe challenge, even that very sincere thank you is always hugely valued.
And that report from Jill Steadman.